Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. When you find your place there, I'd ask if you would stand as we honor the reading of God's Word. I'll preach a title tonight, Are You Ready? Are You Ready? There's a lot going on in the world today, and you can flip on the news. Me and Savannah started watching the news at 5:30 every morning or every evening when it comes on. And kind of while we're eating supper, we just kind of listen to it there. God's hit me with that this week is, Are You Ready? Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse 27, it says, And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Lord, I come to you right now, God. I just want to thank you, Father, that I don't have to be worried about the day I draw my last breath, Father God. I know that that day is in your hands, Father God. I've put my trust in you tonight, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, God, when the day of judgment comes, Father God, I'd be ready for it, Father. Lord, I pray it not catch me off guard, Father. I pray that I'd just be ready, Father. Lord, I pray, Father God, you be with all the prayer requests tonight, Father God. The baby, Father God, I pray that you be with it, Father. Lord, Brother Wolper, Father God, I pray that you touch him, touch his body, Father, in a mighty way, God. God, I thank you for the praise reports, Father God, that's come through this place tonight, Father. Lord, I pray that you continue to bless, Father God, touch the ones that are sick tonight, Father. Lord, I pray that you be with Brother BJ, Father God, and his family as they're traveling, Father God. I pray that you keep them safe, Father. Lord, I pray that you just go with us tonight, Father God. Just move me out of the way. Lord, I pray that your the Holy Spirit of heaven, Father God, it would just sweep through this place tonight, God. Just do away with me, Father God, and you stand in this place tonight, Father God. You stand behind this sacred desk, Father God, and just have your will and have your way. Lord, I love you, and I thank you for the opportunity to share your word. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight here, Paul tells us in the book of Hebrews that we are all appointed a day to die. We all know that. You know that. The world knows that. Everybody on this earth is, you're going to face death. You're going to face a time to die. There's coming a time you're going to draw your last breath. Tonight, I'll die, you'll die. But my question is, are you ready for the judgment? Here in verse 27, it says, And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. After death, coming a judgment day on your life. There's coming a judgment on the way you've lived your life. And we know that the only way you can be judged is if you've had the blood applied or if you haven't had the blood applied. But tonight, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about how I live my life and what I'm looking forward to, what my life's looking like to the world. Way I can be getting prepared for the judgment, the way I can be ready for the judgment when that day comes. I can be saved and stand before God on judgment day as I'm still going to stand saved. I don't want you to get me wrong. I'm still going to stand saved. That blood's still going to be applied, but I want to be ready for it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be a saved man just living any old way, just living in the ways of the world, just living day to day, not worried about nothing but myself and my pleasures and the things I got going on. And I don't want to be like that. I want to be focused on Jesus Christ. I want to be focused on standing pure before Him on judgment day. Tonight, I just want to look at how can we be ready for the judgment. James 4:14 says, But life is but a vapor, here for just a little bit, here for just a short time, and then gone in an instant. I want you to know tonight that we can only be ready by looking unto Jesus. We're going to make a full circle. That was Brother Kevin's title Sunday morning, was looking unto Jesus. So in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I want you to know this morning or tonight, the only way that I can be ready for the judgment is if I'm looking unto Jesus. I look unto Jesus for my salvation, number one. He says in verse number two there, He is the author and the finisher of our faith or our salvation tonight. But we also look unto Jesus for our strength. It says there, Who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame. I want you to know tonight, my strength don't come from my job. My strength don't come from this church. This church helps, but it don't come from this church. If I put my strength in the man that stands behind this pulpit, I want you to know he'll fall short. The man behind this pulpit, he'll fall short every time. I want you to know if you put your faith in this building's going to fail. We've got cracks in the ceilings. We've got paint that's dried up and chipping up. Brother Jim can't put enough paint and Bondo on the walls to keep it going. I want you to know that this building will fall. This building will let you down. We have to look unto Jesus for our salvation. We have to look unto Him for our strength. But I see something else there in verse number two. It says, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And as I was studying that this week, boy, I got to thinking about how steady God is. And I got to thinking about how when you sit down somewhere, man, you're steady. And y'all may not be like me, but if I'm standing up, I'm liable to fall at any second. I don't know what's about my head or something, but I'm liable to just trip and fall just standing there. Something about me, but when I sit down, you're not going to fall when you're sitting down. And it says that Jesus Christ is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And I think about how steady he is. 2 Timothy 2:19 says that, nevertheless, the foundation of God, it standeth sure. I want you to know tonight that I look unto Jesus for salvation. I look unto him for strength. And I look unto him to be steady. This world, man, it's wavering. Man, everywhere you look around, it's wavering, it's teeter-tottering. People's pulling this way, and the next second they're pulling that way. You cannot be steady anywhere in this world but in Jesus Christ. And I feel like the last few sermons I've preached, I've been hitting that pretty hard. I don't know why, but that's just where God's had me, is his strength and his salvation and how steady I am in the hands of Jesus. But I want you to know tonight that the only way we can be ready for the judgment is, number one, looking unto Jesus. But number two, and this kind of hit home with me, was loving others. Loving others. I just want to be simple tonight, keep it simple for my understanding. That's how he speaks to me. You got to keep it simple. And especially if he wants me to tell other people, it's got to be simple. I can't get it across any other way. But loving others. You won't enter into heaven with hate in your heart. You will not enter into heaven with hate in your heart. John 15:12, I'm going to flip through here. Y'all don't have to go there with me. I got a bunch of verses here. John 15 and verse number 12, it says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." 1 John 4:7-8. It says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." I want you to know tonight that we will not enter into heaven with hate in our heart. God hit me with that last night as I was studying. We will not enter in with hate. You cannot go into heaven with hate, because there is no sin in heaven, and hate is sin. I understand that. I won't hate a brother in heaven. I'd hate to get to heaven and see a brother in Christ standing there and know I had it all against him down here and I didn't love him the way I should have. But I got to thinking, and I'd hate to know that I got up in heaven and had a hatred so bad for a man down here on this earth. And I got to looking for him in heaven and he wasn't there. He was cast in the pits of hell. All because I didn't put love on him. I didn't show him the love of Jesus. I didn't love him the way I should have. 1 John 3:14, it says, "We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him." 16, "Hereby we perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." I want you to know tonight, the only way we can be ready for the judgment is looking unto Jesus and loving others. But I seen one more thing tonight was we must lean on Jesus to be ready for the judgment. We must be leaning on Jesus. And y'all are probably a lot stronger than I am, probably a lot stronger in your walk than I am, maybe a lot stronger physically, maybe a lot stronger spiritually, I don't know. But I know the only way I can walk through life is if he's holding my hand. The only way I can make it day to day is knowing that I've got a Savior in heaven. And no matter what comes my way on this earth, he's going to take care of it, but he's also leading me through it. I know I've got to lean on Jesus. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." I wrote this down here. My own understandings brings fear. My own understandings bring worry and an unclear path. I want you to know tonight, man, I'm a worrier. What I do is I worry everything. It don't matter if it's sweeping the floors or whatever, something big. I worry to death about it. I'm a worrier. I can't sleep at night. I stay up. I'm worrying. My head's always rocking. My head's always turning, beating on myself. Man, just I'm always worrying. I'm always doing something. But I turned this week to Proverbs chapter number 3 and verse 5. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thy own understanding." There's no fear when you're leaning on Jesus. There's no worry while you're leaning on Jesus. And your way is clear when you're leaning on Jesus. Your path is clear when you're leaning on Jesus. I want you to know, if you're not leaning on Jesus, you're not preparing for the judgment. You're not ready for the judgment. If you're not leaning on Jesus, you're not looking the best way towards the judgment. Tonight we must look unto Jesus to be ready for the judgment. We must love others to be ready for the judgment. We must lean on Jesus to be ready for the judgment. But we must also be listening for Jesus if we're going to be ready for judgment day. If we're going to be ready for the judgment, if we're going to be ready for the last time we draw, the last breath we draw, we must be listening for Jesus. We've been going through the book of Revelations, I know, and I'm no Brother BJ, but in Revelations chapter number 2 and verse number 7, it says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of thee the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." I want you to know tonight, I just want to look at the first part of that verse. "He that hath an ear, let him hear." And if you'll go through Revelations, and I didn't really notice this until we got to studying on it here on Wednesday nights, but man, several times throughout the Bible, he says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear." Several times through the book of Revelations here, especially in the early chapters, he'll say, "He that hath an ear, let him hear." I want you to know tonight, we must be listening for Jesus. Why should we be listening? Revelations 3:11 says, "Behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man shall take thy crown." I want you to know tonight that we must be listening for Jesus because he's coming quickly. We must be listening. He's coming quickly. He's coming. And a lot of people tell you that, well, the world's getting bad, Jesus is coming. They've been saying that since I was born. Now, I'm 27 years old, so they got it 27 years too late then. It says, listen, because he's coming quickly. I don't know when he's coming. Could come tonight. He could come 27 more years from now. I don't know. But he says, I'm coming quickly. 1 Thessalonians 5:2 says he comes as a thief in the night. And, boy, just if you got a thief coming, you're going to be watching. You're going to be ready. You're going to be listening. You're going to be checking everything. You're not going to go to sleep that night. Man, I just think about in my life how I've got to be ready. I've got to be listening for Jesus. Friday night I went to the ball game and get to carry the chains. I don't know nothing about football, but they put me carrying the chains on Friday nights. And I walked in. I was by myself. Savannah had a wedding to go to, and I walked in, rain everywhere, everywhere. No rain at 6:30 when I get there, no rain. There's rain on the radar, but no rain. So I got my rain jacket, and I'm walking in, and I'm looking around. Nobody walking in the gate with me has got a rain jacket. Nobody walking in the gate with me has got frog dogs. Nobody in the gate, nothing. My old basketball coach, he's sitting there taking up money, and I tell him, I said, "We're going to get wet? I hope we wait till halftime to get wet, because I didn't bring nothing." Okay. Walk on down around the stands there, see a couple more people. "Man, we're going to get wet. I hope we wait till halftime or at least till after the game, because I didn't bring nothing. I didn't bring nothing." And then I got up to my old neighbor there and said, "We're going to get wet." "No, it'll be after the game, about 10 o'clock when it gets here." I said, "Okay." So I took my rain jacket, and I'm still the only one in the stands that I've seen with a rain jacket either side of the field. I hang it up over the fence there, and the guy with me, he said, "I really, really hope that black cloud over there hangs off till halftime." And I said, "Well, I hope it does too, but I'm prepared." And anyway, we get rocking about 5-6 minutes into the first quarter and start feeling a drop of rain hit. I'm looking, and we finally get a timeout, and I go over there and put my jacket on, and It wasn't 2 seconds later, the bottom fell out. Soaking wet. Soaking wet. Everybody's just sitting there just trying to hide back behind anything they can. You see a couple umbrellas go up in the stands. And the guy beside me on the other end of the chain, man, drenched. And he had a full rain suit in the truck. Drenched, and he had a full rain suit in the truck. And God hit me with, "Are you ready? Are you ready?" There's a lot of people sitting in churches. There's a lot of people living their lives thinking they're ready. They know what they've got to do. They know what they're doing is wrong. They know they've got to turn to Jesus to have eternal salvation. They know that they can't go to heaven living the way they're living. But they're putting their rain jacket in the truck. They're putting their rain suit in the truck, just going to let it rain whenever it can. Hope we got time to get it before death hits. Hope I've got time to get on my knees and cry out for salvation, cry out for forgiveness before death hits. I'm going to live to be an old man. I'm going to have time on my deathbed. I'm going to have time. I'm going to, when I get a little bit older, when my kids grow up a little bit and I'm too old to have fun anymore, then I'll get my heart right. Then I'll do this. Then I'll do that. Man, the Lord has hit me so hard with this as I was watching. As I come in, so many people at that ball game not worried a bit in the world about rain because they thought they had time. Thought they had time. Man, I didn't put my rain jacket on because I didn't want to look silly in front of everybody. Being the only one in the stadium with a jacket on and it's 75, 80 degrees and I'm out here sweating and it ain't not rain. But boy, I'm glad I got salvation. Don't matter how silly it is. The Bible says it's the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them which are lost. Man, it's foolish. What you do here, it's foolish. But it says it's the power of life to them which believeth in God. I want you to know tonight that, man, I want to be listening for Jesus. I want to be ready when He calls. I want to be ready when my last breath is drawn and I stand before Him on Judgment Day. I want to know that I'm ready, I'm prepared, I've done all I can do to trust in Jesus. Last thing, I just want to leave you with this tonight. Very last, not the last verse, but the next to last verse in the Bible. Revelation 22 and verse 20, it says, "He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly." That is Jesus speaking there. "Surely I come quickly." Tonight, I don't know how long I've got. I don't know how long you've got. I don't know how long until Jesus comes back. I don't know. But I know I want to be ready. He says, "Behold, I come quickly." Verse 20, he says, "Surely I come quickly." I want you to know tonight, however quick He comes, I hope tonight that you've got time to get it right. I hope tonight that you can stand before God if you draw your last breath tonight ready for the judgment. Lord, I come to You tonight, Father God, and I just want to thank You, Father God. I pray that You make something out of this, Father God. I don't know what I've done with it, Father, but I pray that You bless it like only You can. Lord, I pray, I thank You for showing me this week, Father God, all the people, all the lost souls, and that think they've got time. Think they've got time to get it right and the rain's coming. Boy, we see the clouds and the darkness all around us. And still saying, we got plenty of time. Lord, I pray tonight if somebody's in this room tonight and they're thinking they got time, I pray that they get their heart right. Ready to stand before You on Judgment Day before they walk out of that back door tonight. Lord, I pray, Father God, that You just go with us. Keep us safe this week. Lord, I thank You for this church, what they mean to me, Father. Lord, I don't know where I'd be without them, Father. I don't know where I'd be without their uplifting, their encouragement, Father God, but most of all, their love and their appreciation for You, Father. Lord, I pray, Father God, that You just move on us. God, I pray that You just bless this building we've got going up, Father. Lord, I pray that You just keep us safe this week. I love You. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.